Exclusive: Border Patrol deploys Marine units to Chicago River for Trump's Operation Midway Blitz. By Randy Clark on September 25, 2025. The United States Border Patrol will add 4 Marine Patrol vessels to augment President Trump's Operation Midway Blitz in Chicago. The addition of the patrol boats will allow the agency to access inland areas along the Chicago River from Lake Michigan. According to the Border Patrol, the move will bolster the effort to apprehend the worst of the worst by allowing Border Patrol access to key transit areas within the Chicago River waterway. The deployment will provide support to other federal agencies assisting in the Midway Blitz immigration enforcement operation. The 3 patrol vessels will increase border security by allowing quick access to respond as needed to multiple areas within the city. Breitbart Texas spoke to Border Patrol's El Centro Sector Chief Patrol Agent Gregory K. Bovina, who is currently on the ground in Chicago, about the augmentation. Bovina, who also commands CBP's contingent of agents involved in California's Operation at Large immigration enforcement operation, says the move will improve his agency's ability to move swiftly along the waterways of Chicago and respond to threats as they occur. Bovina told Breitbart Texas he has conducted informal outreach with community members in Chicago and is pleasantly surprised by the reactions he is receiving. "I'm speaking to residents in and around the downtown area, and I am receiving excellent feedback. Residents are happy to see us in the area, and many have expressed frustration that we didn't get here sooner," Bovina says. The seasoned Border Patrol chief, who has served in the agency for nearly 30 years, told Breitbart Texas that residents of sanctuary cities like Chicago and Los Angeles should not have to suffer at the hands of criminal illegal aliens who are released back into the community after committing acts of violence that endanger their communities. "It's not fair to the citizens of Chicago who abide by the law to constantly worry about rampant crime in their city," Bovina emphasized. "We have a duty to help them by enforcing the nation's immigration laws and arresting the worst of the worst, regardless of the inaction of some local government leaders who believe in shielding criminals." The Department of Homeland Security launched Operation Midway Blitz in early September in honor of Katie Abraham, a U.S. citizen who was killed in a drunk driving hit-and-run car wreck caused by criminal illegal alien Julio Q. Cobol in Illinois. According to a DHS announcement, the operation targets the criminal illegal aliens who arrived in Chicago and other parts of Illinois because of sanctuary policies that would protect them and allow them to roam free on American streets. Assistant DHS Secretary Tricia McLaughlin commented on the launch of the operation, saying, "For years, Governor Pritzker and his fellow sanctuary politicians released Trenta Aragua gang members, rapists, kidnappers, and drug traffickers on Chicago's streets, putting American lives at risk and making Chicago a magnet for criminals. President Trump and Secretary Noem have a clear message. No city is a safe haven for criminal illegal aliens. If you come to our country illegally and break our laws, we will hunt you down, arrest you, deport you, and you will never return." Randy Clark is a 32-year veteran of the United States Border Patrol. Before his retirement, he served as the Division Chief for Law Enforcement Operations, directing operations for 9 Border Patrol stations within the Del Rio, Texas, sector. Follow him on X, formerly Twitter, @RandyClarkG.